Gina Carano is suing Lucasfilm and Disney. This comes 3 years after she was dropped from the cast of The Mandalorian, which, given that the previous season had just wrapped and the next one hadn't started filming yet, was just an end to her ongoing relationship with them. She wasn't sacked, she just wasn't rehired. But a lot of people, including her, probably correctly surmised the reason that she wasn't invited back onto The Mandalorian was a result of her increasingly unhinged social media presence. She kicked things off by initially just refusing to back up the BLM protests, but then spiraled, firstly mocking people for wearing masks during the pandemic, then calling into question whether or not President Biden had in fact won the election against Donald Trump, despite it being very clear that he had done. She then started backing up and retweeting increasingly aggressively far-right posts, including attacks on the trans community. But what turned out to be the straw that broke the camel's back was when she compared coming out as a Republican to being a Jew during the Holocaust. This being yet another chapter in right-wingers being absolutely obsessed with portraying them as the most victimized victims in the history of victimhood. In the 3 years since she lost her role with The Mandalorian, she hasn't been quiet, being increasingly drawn to right-wing rhetoric on social media and being invited onto media platforms like Fox News to talk about her right-wing ideals. She's also spun this out into roles in right-wing TV shows and films. However, they are universally terrible. And I think it's more consequence of that than anything else than she's coming back 3 years later to sue Disney. Because the right-wing grift is no longer profiting her. She's starting to struggle. The jobs haven't been going well. There's only so much you can whip up people on Twitter before they start getting bored and finding the next big thing. This is a last desperate attempt for attention. And I think it serves an important reminder that although you see a lot of people make this jump from somewhat failing career into cancel culture martyr who's suddenly all over the news, think of how many of them you're actually still hearing about a year later. Most of them crash and burn, never to be thought about again within a year of making that jump. And a lot of them make that jump and don't even get picked up in the first place. They try and milk that right-wing rage money, that cancel culture media obsession, and it doesn't work. And the truth is, for the vast majority of them, it's not sustainable. Not nearly as sustainable as just having a solid job in acting. Which Gina Carano, because she'd managed to land roles in X-Men films, in Star Wars franchise, she had that down. So take some comfort in that desperation, this final swing in hopes that the right-wing media ecosystem will start paying attention to her again. Because they might successfully be throwing those cancel culture martyrs in your face over and over again. But in the end, they fade away. It is unsurprising that the funder of Gina Carano's lawsuit is Elon Musk himself. Because Carano, like Musk, only really exists anymore on Twitter. And when they lose this lawsuit, which I'm fairly certain they will, because Republicans themselves have done such a good job of making sure that the narrative is that you should be able to sack someone for any reason. And if it is the case that she was simply not rehired in between projects rather than fired from a project, all this is going to do is flush more of Elon Musk's money away. For nothing. There will certainly be other people like Gina Carano who Fox News will shove in your face. But there's only so much rage and victimhood these right-wing grifters can mine before even their fans start finding them a little bit pathetic.